98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Rev. With the number 7 Future in You Night Serum. Inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science.
You've all news Jesse Nelson for me today, have you?
I do, but first, Mr. Paul Ryder, I'm going to kick off with this. Now, I don't want to excite you.
Go on.
There has been movement in the Bond camp.
Oh.
So a huge British star has emerged as a James Bond frontrunner as the race to crown the new 007 heats up. Now, if you remember, Daniel Craig quit a couple of years ago. We haven't had an update on who is going to be the new Bond.
Yes.
But in the front running for this, Theo James.
Now, he's a very, very handsome gentleman.
Yes.
Very suave in every single role that he gives. So yeah. I could fully see this for him.
So it was for a long time. People thought it was going to be Cameron Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Cameron Sullivan is who he played in The White Lotus. So
yes.
They thought it was going to be Theo James.
Mm-hmm.
He has announced, he has made it to the frontrunner spot. Odds are 3-1.
Okay.
That he will be announced as the new James Bond, as well as Henry Cavill. He's still in the running for us. But I think Theo James might be a good shout.
I think Henry Cavill, I'm going to say this, I don't know whether you can go from Superman to Bond. I just think it's a bit of a juxtaposition, no?
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. I think just Theo James is British. He has the look. He's younger. And he's gone down a storm in The Gentleman, and he's gone down a storm in The White Lotus. So I think he might be.
And it's always somebody who's done well in television and then kind of is able to move into that big spot.
Yeah, I mean, look, they approached me. Do you know what I mean? They approached me.
They told me
to move.
You took the words out of my mouth.
That's the only thing they did. Anyway, so we will have news for you on that hopefully very soon. Now, in other news, Tom Cruise has spoken about how his most dangerous stunt to date filmed for the new Mission Impossible, which is The Final Reckoning, in which he wing walked along the side of an airplane going 145 miles an hour.
Ah, listen, that's nothing for a day in Tom Cruise,
like,
isn't it?
This man is probably the richest actor in the world.
Yeah.
Why is he doing these things?
It's an amazing film, by the way.
Have you seen it?
I went to the premiere on the weekend.
Tonight, yeah. Is it good?
It is. I'm a big trashy person, like, as in I love action, I love dinosaurs, I love whatever. Him walking, wing walking, whatever he was doing on the side of that Ryanair flight, I was delighted to see it.
That's where the new seats will be on the wing. The Tom Cruise fair. And is it the last one?
They say it's the last one, but then Hannah Waddingham is teasing that there could be a sequel and a spin-off and things like that. But very much so.
Something very unfortunate happened over on Good Morning Britain yesterday.
Oh.
Have a listen to this.
That's an area government needs to step in. That's where nationalisation needs to come in.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, forget it. Fine. Just carry on.
Poor
Eamon Holmes.
Poor the guest, because at the end of that, the guest was like, what do you do? Eamon Holmes had an awful time yesterday when he slid out of his chair and fell off the chair.
I'm going to be really mean, right? I'm going to be really mean. Okay. The only thing when I watched that clip was, I just wanted to see the fall.
We all did, and that's human. That's human. That happened to me here before.
You are joking.
I was doing a link here, and you know the way these chairs are gas powered.
Yes.
You know, they go up and down.
Yeah.
So as I was doing the link, my chair started sinking. And by the time the link was over, I was under the desk here.
Oh my goodness!
So Eamon fell off his chair. He's not had an easy time of late. He's gone through a lot of back issues. He's had a double hip replacement. He struggles walking and sitting, apparently, and using a mobility scooter now as well.
Him.
So he fell off the chair, and that was the sound. And as you said,
we do hope he's okay. But I hate to say it, but it's that thing of you always find when somebody falls over kind of funny.
It's a Schadenfreude. That's what that's called.
There you go.
German words here. You heard it here first. And finally, for now, a new 6-part documentary series following former Little Mix star Jesse Nelson is going to launch on Prime Video.
Okay.
So it's titled Jesse Nelson. In Life After Little Mix. The show is going to follow her as she embarks on her most transformative journey yet, motherhood.
Yeah.
Spending life in the public eye for over a decade as one of four of Little Mix. She's experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and now she's here to tell her story.
And she hasn't had the most easiest pregnancy, so I would say this is going to be both harrowing and I would say inspirational
it
as
is.
Well.
So in the best she is going to talk about the expecting twins and the what fear that comes through with carrying two little lives as well. So that is due to come out on Prime Video very soon, and it's a 6-episode season.
Well, listen, so I'll be glued. Thank you so much, Cara. That's all then. World Wide Web.
98 FM. All day. Big Breakfast.
I don't know if you know this, but 10 years ago is a very special day today, because 10 years ago, May 22nd, 2015, Ireland made history as the first country in the world to legalise same-sex marriage by popular vote. 62% of the public people voting yes. Such an amazing day. Dublin Castle was the emotional heart of that day. Thousands gathered to hear the official results.
Yeah.
As a member of that community, it was a terrifying day. Was I a part of the process and was I a part of the party and everything that was going on? No.
Are you not?
Not at all.
I would have assumed you were in the thick of that.
I wasn't at all. Guess where I was?
Where?
I was in a River Island stock room, hanging close, listening to it on the radio.
Oh, there you go.
I was a retail assistant.
But you were working in the industry at that time.
I was working in the industry, but I wasn't working the way I work now.
Right.
So I was in retail doing me bits, me
you
5 to
9.
You were
one of the B queens.
I was a B. I was barely down the alphabet. Didn't even know my letter or number.
Yeah, well, I was watching it. The best thing about that for me was Vincent Brown live from the George.
It's iconic. I only watched it because
he smiled for the entire broadcast.
Yeah.
In the most awkward way, and just drag queens go by in the background. It was the funniest thing.
And I know the executive producer Brian Foley, who worked on that.
Yeah.
And Janine Curran, who's the stage manager, both members of our community, said it was the most chaotic thing.
Oh, I would imagine
that they had ever seen in their life, and nobody had a clue about where they were going next. They were like, "Throw to the drag queens!" So, and then all of a sudden, you'd see Shirley Temple Bar do Bohemian Rhapsody, and they were like, "Okay." They made them pull out 4 or 5 different songs, and it was just the most chaotic thing in the world. But you know what?
You could feel the energy in the air that day for Ireland. I think a lot of people had a sigh of relief
absolutely
on that day. You know?
Well, here's to 10 years. Here's to the both of us being married. Happy anniversary, big gay Ireland. That's all I have to say.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.